As we've been saying, today the Nigerian man who tried to blow up Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day will be arraigned in Detroit. Heba Arif will also be in the courtroom. Arif was a passenger on Flight 253, and before she boards another plane to return to her home in Kuwait, she wants to have a chance to see the man who could have ended her life. She joins us now. Good morning, Heba.
Good morning, Celeste. Good morning, John.
First of all, you sat six rows away from Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Can you just describe us, walk us through what happened on that flight? Did he distinguish himself at all before the incident occurred?
Sure. I was six rows in front of him. I did not see anything suspicious about him. I didn't really notice him while we were on the flight. Everything was going fine on the flight till the last about half hour when we were getting ready for landing. And that's when we heard this loud smacking noise, and I kind of just out of curiosity turned my head and kind of took a look at the overhead cabins to see if something had maybe fallen out or slammed shut or something. And the look on the flight attendant's face was kind of puzzled and alarmed. So within a few seconds, she was over in the aisle near where the suspect was sitting, and she started yelling, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And a few people started to take note, and I unbuckled and turned around and looked over to see what was going on, and I saw from where he was sitting some smoke start to come up. My first thought was maybe someone was just trying to light a cigarette and couldn't wait till we landed or something. And then I saw this red flash or glow, kind of the way it would look when you light a flare. And then suddenly someone yelled fire, and at that point it just kind of turned into chaos. At that point I didn't see the suspect. I heard, from reports from other people that he was on fire himself, him and the pillow, and I didn't hear any yelling from him. I didn't hear him say a word. I think I would have. I heard a lot of people yelling for water, and so they were passing up their water bottles until finally someone, the flight attendant, well, it seemed like finally, I'm sure it was just a few seconds, the flight attendant brought up a fire extinguisher, and they put out the fire, thankfully.
So, Heba Arif, at what point did you realize this was an attempted terrorist attack?
A really long time. I guess you don't really think of it as a reality until you're in the situation, but it didn't really hit me until maybe I was in the airport or on my way home. But we were told on the flight that there was an incident where someone had tried to light some firecrackers, and that was the initial understanding. I had thought, it was Christmas Day, maybe someone who had some mental issues was just trying to make a scene or celebrate or something. And then when I saw the Dutch passenger who was taking him up, escorting him up to the front, I saw the suspect at that point after he had already been constrained. And he looked really young, and he had this blank stare on his face, no reaction, no struggle, no nothing, no emotion, nothing. He was half naked from the bottom down. And I later learned that it was, in his underwear, and so they had to strip him at his seat. They took him up to the front, and they handcuffed him there. So, at that point, I just thought someone was, had some issues, was just trying to do
around.
Something harmful. And that's where it hit me that someone was actually trying to do something harmful when I saw them taking him up to the front.
You know, what's occurred later, all of the aftershocks of this attempted terrorist attack, and in terms of the new security measures, putting tighter restrictions on people coming from certain countries, that has real resonance from you. You are Muslim yourself.
Right.
And you've long been an opponent of racial profiling, and especially profiling of Muslims.
Yeah, and I still am an opponent of racial profiling. I think there are other security measures that could be put in place that I think would be a lot more effective and strategic and wise. I think racial profiling is going to cause a lot of problems. One, it doesn't work. It's ineffective. You can't racially profile Muslims. Islam is a religion. You can't look at someone and determine if they're Muslim or not. These 14 countries that are on the list, it's based on past experiences, but it doesn't take into consideration, God forbid, any future experiences or where, future terrorists might be from.
But
it just doesn't work. I think we have to apply these secure measures across the board to every passenger. That's the only way it'll work.
Well, so what? How can we do this? How can we narrow the field and narrow these watch lists to come up with a list of people who may be dangerous and may need further investigation?
I mean, the watch list, that's, you know, the Homeland Security and other security personnel can review and really look at who's on the list and who needs to be and who doesn't need to be. There are a lot of unnecessary people on the list, and that's why it makes it a lot harder to focus on the people that need to be on the list. And there are different levels of the list, and they should be treated accordingly. Personally, I think this individual was on, you know, he was on the watch list, but maybe he should have been on a higher level of the watch list. And even if he was on the lower level, then he should have been treated accordingly. And I don't think he had any secondary searching or screening, and that was just, you know, irresponsible. But that doesn't mean there, you know, that just anyone from Nigeria or anyone who's Muslim should be treated that way as if they're on a watch list. Absolutely not. There are certain factors that lead to that situation or being on the list.
You probably have a different view of the issue, though, now that you experienced what you have.
No, I do have a different view, and possibly just heightening security generally to everyone, to all passengers who want to travel. I know it'll make it a little bit harder, but it's a lot safer. Putting in more body scanners, you know, I've seen machines that puff out the air to detect explosives, more air marshals, reviewing the watch list to determine really who needs to be on there and who doesn't. Really it will help to get the support of the wider Muslim community in America because, you know, they can do a lot to, you know, speak out and help and assist, you know,
okay,
the government in rooting out these.
Thanks so much. That's Heba Araf. She was a passenger on Flight 253. She spoke to us from Michigan.